This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Somebody here today needs to find their strength in the Lord. You've been looking to other people. You've been looking to a spouse. You've been looking to a friend. You've been looking to coworkers. And there comes a time when a man or woman realizes, my strength ultimately comes from the Lord. Jonathan helped David to find his strength in the Lord. And the blessing and the pleasantness of one's friend comes from their earnest counsel. Let's bring up verse 10. Do not forsake your friend and the friend of your father, the friend of your family. Don't go to your brother's house when disaster strikes. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Is that condemning family relationships? Not at all. But I think it's making a point that everybody in this room can relate to, that sometimes it's better to have a neighbor who cares about you, who lives close by, than to have a brother who lives 200 or 300 miles away. And in our culture of people moving around the country and even around the world, you can relate to that. That it's better to have a neighbor who cares, a friend who loves you, who is concerned about you, who's close by, than a brother or sister who may be miles away. And then verse 17, just for a moment. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Do you know what that means? There's no such thing in a godly friendship of one person being the blessing or the blesser and the other person being the recipient all the time. Now maybe you've had friendships like that where it was all one-sided and you felt the other person in the friendship was always taking from you emotionally, and that happens. Somebody's always pulling from you emotionally and you don't feel that you're getting anything in return, but there's mutuality and true friendship where one person sharpens or blesses the other. Can you think of a friend you have, one, two, or three, where you bless one another? When you're with them, they're enriched because you're there. They're enriched and you are too. You're mutually blessed by it. There's a scripture in Hebrews that says, don't neglect the meeting of together as some are in the habit of doing. And for years, I always assumed that was talking about Sunday morning church. You know, the Hebrew writer was chastising people, don't neglect the meeting together on Sunday mornings as some are in the habit of doing. And then I found out by listening to one speaker that it meant more than that. When the Hebrew writer says, don't neglect meeting together, he was talking about meeting together all the time. Where you meet at a restaurant, you meet for coffee, you meet over at the job site when on a break, you meet with people all the time and you encourage one another. And I'm convinced in my spirit that the number one responsibility of a Christian friend is to be a spiritual encourager. What does that mean? That sounds religious, it sounds nice, but what does it mean? Encouragement comes from the word paraclete. And the word paraclete in the Greek means to come alongside. It's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. To be an encourager means you figuratively or literally put your arm around people from time to time and say, let me help you. Let me help you find your strength in the Lord. James Hewitt said that college student spent a year with the Navajo Indians in Arizona, and when he left, the old grandmother put her hands on his face and said, I like myself the best when I'm with you. Hopefully there'll be one person after you're dead and gone that will say that about you. I liked myself the best when I was with him, when I was with her. Why? Because they helped me to find my strength in the Lord. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. The pleasantness of friendship springs from the earnestness of a friend's counsel. It's not a matter of just receiving counsel and receiving blessing. It's a matter of giving it. Decide today that you're going to be a friend in the biblical sense. You're not going to be a card buddy, a drinking buddy, a bowling buddy, a hunting buddy, or whatever the case may be. You're going to be a friend who helps a person to find their strength in the Lord. That's the friend that matters.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.